professional, and for the most part has been that way for 40 years. The last TV shows we saw that featured functional families were The Andy Griffith Show, The Waltons, The Beverly Hillbillies, Don't Laugh, and Little House on the Prairie. That was a long time ago. I'm sure someone else in the A&E board meeting probably then asked, Bob, where do we find a functional family in America? For whatever reason, they looked for one in West Monroe, Louisiana. To be honest, our family isn't much different from other families in America. There's a mom and a dad, 4 grown kids, 14 grandchildren, and a couple of great-grandkids. We started a family business, Duck Commander, which turned into a pretty lucrative enterprise with a lot of elbow grease, teamwork, and God's blessings. But as you'll find out by listening to this book, we've had our share of trials and struggles like a lot of other families. We've battled alcohol and drug abuse, sibling rivalries, and near poverty and despair at the beginning of our time together as a family. It wasn't always like what you see on TV. So except for our very manly appearances, it might not seem that we're all that different from anyone else. But I think what separates the Robertsons from a lot of other families is our faith in God and love for each other. It's unconditional, and it has been that way for as long as I can remember. For me, the most dramatic part of every Duck Dynasty episode comes at the end when our family gathers around the dinner table to eat one of Miss Kay's home-cooked meals. You don't see families gathering up like that anymore. Everybody in America is so busy, busy, busy. Americans are too preoccupied with their cell phones and computers, so they don't take the time to sit down with their spouses, children, grandchildren, aunts and uncles, and grandparents to eat a meal together. The family structure is slipping away from America, but not in our house. Thomas Jefferson, the 3rd President of the United States, probably said it best. Shortly after our founding fathers left the large cities of Europe for the wide open spaces of America, Jefferson said of the American people, when they get piled upon one another in large cities as in Europe, they will become corrupt as in Europe. You'll never find me living in a city, folks. Where I live, I am 911. Like I say, if you spend too much time in the subdivision, you go a-running when the snakes fall out of trees. The other problem in America today is that the young girls don't know how to cook. Their grandmothers and mamas cook for them, but they never took the time to learn how to cook. They were more interested in other things. If you go out into the subdivisions and suburbs of America where all of the yuppies live, you'll see the restaurants are packed with people. They don't want to eat slop and they're looking for good food, but they don't want to take the time to make it. Dad is working, mom is working, and so no one has the time or energy to cook a good meal anymore. So our families end up eating in restaurants where they're surrounded by noise and clutter instead of sharing quality time in a family setting. When I reluctantly agreed to be a part of Duck Dynasty, the producers told me they were going to make a reality show without duck hunting. I asked them if they understood that I spend most of my waking hours in a duck blind or in the woods. There isn't much else I do. I asked the producers, you know, you're dealing with a bunch of rednecks who duck hunt. For the life of me, do you really think this is going to work? Ozzy Osbourne made it, they told me. Ozzy was able to pull it off on reality TV, so he's given hope to all of us. I'd never really watched many reality TV shows and knew nothing about them, but I was 100% convinced Duck Dynasty would never work. It just goes to show how little I know about today's world because I was dead wrong. For the life of me, I can't figure out why people are so attracted to our family. Maybe it's because we live our lives like people really want to live, how we all used to live before everything got so busy, busy, busy. Duck Dynasty has made us a little bit more famous, but it hasn't changed much of anything about us. Miss Kay and I still live in the same house on the Washita River outside of West Monroe, and I'm still driving the same truck and hunting with the same guns and dogs. Of course, we still go to church every Sunday morning, and I'm still reading my Bible. If anything has changed, it's that it's a little more difficult to go places, like driving down an interstate or walking through an airport. If I'm driving somewhere, someone might